Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. They're in finals week at the moment.
Very intense.
Some very exciting names we've had on so far. I am pretty excited for our next guest, comedian Cal Wilson, a fan for me back to the Skit House days.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, look, I'm very glad to not be in a swamp.
We can all relate to that, I think, on some level.
Not even relate, just figure. I just assume you wouldn't want to be in a swamp.
Must say, the weather is so hot here, though, at the moment, Cal. It does feel like we are in a swamp. I do want to ask you, just to kick it off, those of us watching at home, you know, we see what you go through, but we're definitely not living through it. Just how tough is it in the jungle?
It's really hard. Like, you know how you watch a reality show and you see people cry when someone leaves or whatever, and you're like, oh, get yourself together. Like, when I was there, I was like, oh, I totally understand why you cry, because your whole day is focused on the other people that you're with, and you're always hungry and you're always wondering if you're about to be dunked in a tank of gunge or if you're going to have to eat something disgusting.
With that said, the other celebrities have been eliminated that we've spoken to this week. They seem to have had a really good time. What was the experience for you?
I loved it.
Yeah.
And I am the most surprised person of all of us. Like, I thought I was going to go in and endure it and then get out as soon as I could. And then by the second morning, I was like, I just don't want to leave.
That's insane. It's like some kind of weird Stockholm syndrome or something.
I feel like I've joined a cult with terrible catering.
Oh, no. The worst kind, right? You need the good food.
Yeah. Absolutely. Stuff that hasn't been cooked, bits of an animal you've never wanted to meet.
Speaking of that, you ate some pretty gruesome things in your time in there. I believe a pig's penis was also included in that list. Was that the highlight for you? What was the best parts? What was the worst of it?
The best part was that there was only one pig's penis. The worst part is that I will never be able to eat spiral pasta again.
Oh, no.
It reminds me too much.
Well, if it helps, you've just ruined it for all of us as well, I'm sure. Now, on that topic as well, Cal, we have been asking all the eliminees, or the ejectees, is what I've been calling them, the same question as we speak to them here on the show. We live in the Riverland here. We have quite a lovely river system. Can be a bit gross at times. I do want to know from you, would you rather eat one of our lovely River Murray carp raw or drink a nice lukewarm cup of creek water?
I guess it would depend on whether I want to be alive afterwards.
Yeah.
I guess you're kind of going carp sushi is not great. Maybe if I left the creek water to sit for several years and maybe just drank the top.
Look, it's a loophole no one's exploited yet.
I'm going to go back on what I've said, and I'm going to go for the pig's penis again.
You go, I think.
Bring your own.
Wow, doesn't that just tell us how you feel? Well, Cal, you are out in the real world now. You can eat whatever glorious thing you want. What's been your go-to dish now?
Oh, I've been eating blueberries and yogurt. Like, how the thing is, my husband's a great cook, but since I've got back, he's like not making an effort because he's like, I've seen what he eats.
Yeah, fair enough. He knows you'll stoop to any level.
Low standards.
He knows my standards.
Well, Cal, it was lovely to watch you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.